Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is now 16 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to Radio Islam. My name is Muhammad Bamin. I'll be your host this morning until 10 a.m. inshallah. Joining us online, we have is Mawlana Zahir Ahmad Raghi. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we take this opportunity of greeting our esteemed listeners of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marana, how are you feeling this morning?
Alhamdulillah, Marana, alhamdulillah. We have a lovely day today. And alhamdulillah.
Marana, we were discussing the commentary of Surah Al-Kahf. We are discussing about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he meets Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, and he wants to accompany Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam so that he can gain some knowledge that Allah has given Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. In our last discussion, we did ayat number 66, which is قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. And Musa alayhi salam said to Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, may I follow you on this condition? That's with the understanding that you teach me some of that special knowledge that has been taught specially to you. So Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam replied, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَّ صَبْرًا, that you will surely not be able to have patience with me. You will not be able to pay and endure with me. And thereafter he mentions, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِتْ بِهِ خُبْرًا, how can you possibly bear with something the knowledge of which you have not encompassed, about which you do not have thorough knowledge. And we mentioned that this was Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam said this because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sized up by Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And we mentioned that before this, that we see when the ruku started, then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the teacher and Yusha alayhi salam was the student. And here the roles are they reversed, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now becomes the student and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam is the teacher. Ma'ana?
Yes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We continue from this point, Ma'ana, that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requested Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam that may he accompany him so that he may learn from the knowledge that Khidr has, the special knowledge that Khidr has, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him. And Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam responded by saying that you will not be able to bear it with patience with me. And how will you bear with patience when you don't even have the full comprehensive knowledge of the things that you are going to experience from me? So this is the first response from Khidr to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam after he asked Khidr if he can follow him and learn from him. Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam responds by saying two things at the same time. You are not going to be able to be patient with me. Now, some scholars like Imam Razi and some of the other commentators have commented saying that Khidr is a seasoned teacher, sized up Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and could tell what kind of student he was, and that he would not be able to handle what Khidr was going to try to teach him. While other commentators have also said that from narrations we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed Khidr of Musa, and his temperament and his capabilities. And given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's character and his intolerance for justice, for injustice, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's intolerance for justice, Khidr knows he won't be able to bear the kinds of tests he's going to bear. And this is a witness to Musa's character that he won't stand by and let injustices happen, and that he has absolutely no intolerance or has no tolerance for injustice. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma'i. It's about company. So Khidr is telling him that his company will test Musa's patience. And the company of Khidr, his patience will be tested. Instead of saying, you are not going to have patience with what I am going to teach you, he says, you are not going to have patience with me and being in my company. And this is something that is some of the subtleties of the Quran. While some other commentators have compared two different kinds of students. those that are naive and previously unexperienced, and then you also have a seasoned student who has some previous prerequisite knowledge. So you get two types of students, students that are naive, students that have no prerequisites of knowledge, don't have any foundation. And then you have those that are experienced, that are seasoned, who have some prerequisites of knowledge. Now, Ibn Ashur has mentioned that patience and obedience and compliance is much easier for someone that's new to learning, someone who is eager to learn, and someone who does not know anything. If you get a student who is absolutely new to the field of learning, in him, patience, obedience, compliance would be much easier. But then when you have a student who already knows some things and who is a seasoned student, because of whatever students know, they believe that to be the absolute truth. So they think the new things they are learning has to be wrong. This is the example of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And it is more difficult for such a student to display more humility in front of a teacher. Now those that are engaged in teaching would be able to identify with this. Sometimes you find students that are absolutely humble in their learning because they know less. Then you get those students that do a lot of reading, they are a little bit more seasoned, and they all always question the ability and the capabilities of the teacher. So some knowledge that is supposed to lead to humility can be the roadblock to your learning. And there's an important lesson that we learn here, that if you have knowledge supposed to lead you to humility. But many a times, those that have a little bit of knowledge drive them to not be humble, and it then can become a roadblock to your learning. And therefore, Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam used the word sabr. So this is a negation. And so it means that he won't have any patience at all whatsoever. Not even an ounce of patience. When Khidr said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا, that you're not going to have not even a bit of patience with me. تَسْتَطِيعَ, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ, comes from the word تَو, which means to willingly do something. Now you get the word استطاع, willing and able to do something. Now if it is purely just ability, you use the word قُدْرَة. You won't have the qudra to do something. But here, the word used was istita, meaning that there won't be the willingness in you to have the patience. So Khidr is not just saying to Musa that he won't be able to demonstrate patience, but he says that he won't want to demonstrate that patience. And that's the beauty of the Arabic language and the use of the word istita instead of qudra. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam could have been spoken to by Khidr by saying that you won't have the qudra to be patient. That means you won't have the ability. But here, he used the word tastati', meaning there won't be the willingness in you to be patient with me. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ sabra. This implies that this teacher, which is Khidr, already knows something about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed him of. Then Khidr says, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ مَا لَمْ تُحِدْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. Although this is the next ayah, it is not an entirely new sentence. But it is describing a condition. Meaning that so while or as or bearing in mind that you are not going to have the entire knowledge of what you are going to learn. So two things are happening here concurrently. When a person witnesses something that does not make sense, they become upset. When you witness something that doesn't make sense to you, it is a means for you to become upset. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam has a previous track record. When Musa alayhi salatu wassalam saw the girls on the farm struggling with the sheep, and he does not understand why there is no man to take care of such duties, it does not make any sense to him, because he does not have full knowledge of this family and their situation. This is also mentioned in the Quran Kareem, where Musa alayhi salatu was salam met the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salatu was salam. And because he does not know the full situation of the family, Musa alayhi salatu was salam has a tendency to resolve things that he does not understand. So, bearing in mind, how can you be patient or demonstrate patience or be willing to be patient with what you have not encircled when it comes to entire knowledge? Now, the word used by Khidr again here was ilm instead of khabar. Ilm is knowledge. When you have knowledge of something, like for example, you know the theory behind building the house. Opposing to that is khabar. Khabar would mean experimental knowledge. Not only does he have the theory of building the house, but has also built the house himself and has first-hand knowledge of it. Now the word khabar here is saying that Musa does not have first-hand knowledge of what he will go through with Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam. The knowledge given to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam up until this point by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was restricted to all forms of revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was knowledge of the Torah. However, the things that he will engage in with Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam, which is mentioned in the surah, will be experimental knowledge. He will actually see stuff happen and he won't be able to grasp it. He won't be able to understand what is really happening. And therefore the word ihata is used. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خَبْرًا. To completely encircle something. So when you encircle something, you have seen it and you've understood it from every possible angle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is suggesting that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam will experience things from his own point of view. However, he will not understand. And he will not understand all the other points of view and will therefore not be able to handle what is happening. Our points of view and our opinions lead us sometimes to conclusions. And we always try to give the benefit of the doubt to our own points of view. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is acknowledging that there are other realities that are completely hidden from us that you have to sometimes respect. So here we are learning in this experience the ability to be humble in spite of knowing certain things, because we might know things from our points of view. However, there may be other realities, there may be other points of view which we have not taken into consideration, which we haven't encircled. And therefore, there is a tremendous lesson in this incident and in the story that never take decisions on your points of view only. Our points of view may lead us to conclusions, and we will always try to give benefit of the doubt to our points of view. In this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very beautiful way is acknowledging that there are other realities that are completely hidden from you that you have to respect. Example in Surah Yusuf really brings this idea to life. The idea of understanding other points of view. Conspiring to get Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam arrested and to later Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam frames his brother for a crime they did not commit. And outwardly that this may seem to be injustice. But because we don't have all the realities before us, we may jump to conclusions. So as far as Islam is concerned, concealing the truth or testimony that someone has is a crime. So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is addressed and said, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. This implies that this teacher already knows something about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that Allah has informed him of. And then, وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِدْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. Although this is the next ayah, it is not a new sentence. It says two things are happening concurrently. However, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam continues with the discussion with Khidr and expressing his eagerness to be in the company of Khidr so that he may learn from some knowledge that he does not have. So Musa says to Khidr, قَالَ ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. He said, Musa, if Allah wills, and with Allah's divine intervention, inshallah, I think I can pull this off. And so Musa recognizes that he does have a patience problem. But he does then say, I will not disobey you in any way. Subhanallah. When Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam said to him that you will not be able to bear with me with patience, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam acknowledges this characteristic of his, that he has this problem. And this is another lesson for us, that when we want to learn, and we need to be humble, we need to be acknowledging and admitting our weaknesses, so that we may benefit from the knowledge that we may want to benefit from. So Musa recognizes this, that he does have a patience problem. But he does then say, I will not disobey you in any way. قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ صَابِرًا وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. You will find, Khidr, I will be patient, and I will be patient, inshaAllah. He uses the word wajada. Satajiduni insha'Allahu sabira wala a'si laka amra. Satajiduni is derived from the word wajada. Finding is another theme that happens over and over again in the story. The structural pattern about the story: first they come upon something, then Khidr does something shocking about the ship and the child. Then the third part is Musa questioning, how can you do this? And the fourth part is Khidr reminding him that he is not being patient. But Musa did say, inshallah. But just because you say inshallah doesn't mean you will remember, subhanallah. So Musa responds apologetically until Khidr explains his actions. Insha'Allah plays into one of the running themes in the surah. And we have seen it a number of times so far. If you recall, right in the beginning, when the kuffar asked Rasulullah certain questions, and Rasulullah said, I will give you the answer tomorrow, and he forgot to say Insha'Allah. So the theme of the will of Allah continues to run as a theme in the surah, and we have seen it a number of times so far. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is one of the most seasoned teachers on the planet at that time. Being a prophet of Allah, being a Nabi of Allah, who could be a more seasoned educator and teacher? But the beauty here is that sometimes the one who plays the role of a teacher, when they put the student's hat on, then they have to change their role. So insha'Allah was mentioned previously in the surah. So this is a case study of how one should use the word insha'Allah. Notice that in the first half of the ayah, Insha'Allah was used, but Musa alayhi salatu wassalam does not mention it in the second half of the ayah. He will ask questions, but he will be patient. However, because the word Insha'Allah was not used, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam does disobey him in the decisions he makes. There are two parts to this ayah. Firstly, Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam never told Musa that he will give him instructions. But it is already understood that when you become a student of a teacher, the authority they have over you is already a given. You need to give a teacher total obedience because you are there to learn. The authority of a teacher is not asked for by a teacher. A teacher does not ask for authority. It is naturally to be granted by the student. Now, learning is not about acquiring information, subhanAllah. It's about paying attention to the lesson at hand. And we learn this from the story of Musa and Khidr in a very beautiful way. Learning is not about acquiring information. It's about paying attention to the lessons that are at hand. We continue with the ayah. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. So Musa said to Khidr, inshallah you will find me patient. So Khidr says, okay, فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. The word ذِكْر is a reminder and also mention. In the beginning of the story, Khidr said, you can follow me, but don't ask me until I make mention to you the reasons and the wisdoms of my acts. So don't ask me any questions. If you want to follow me, you're not going to ask me any questions until I make mention to you. So in the beginning of the story, Khidr says, you can follow me, but don't ask me until I make mention to you the reasons for my actions. But after, because of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's nature, and his nature of not being able to handle anything around him, nothing was actually mentioned. When Khidr does something that does not make sense to Musa, Khidr alayhi salatu wassalam did not make mention to Musa the wisdom for his act. And he did that intentionally and purposefully because he knew of the nature of Musa of not being able to handle things around him that did not make sense, that apparently outwardly seemed to be acts of injustice. And Khidr does not make mention of anything. So the word dhikr turns to a reminder because that is what he needed. So he said, Hatta uhditha laka minhu dhikra, until I make mention to you dhikra, a reminder. So the duality of the word, subhanallah, of the word dhikr is nicely evident and used based on the circumstances. Let's just do a word-per-word analysis. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي. If you are going to be patient, and these are the prerequisites you have presented yourself, then based on that personal commitment of yours, then if you are going to follow me at all, don't ask me about anything. Subhanallah. فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي. If you are going to be patient, as you have promised, and as you have said, inshallah, I will find you patient. And these are the prerequisites that you have presented yourself, Musa. That you want to follow me. You are going to be, inshallah, exercising patience. Then based on that personal commitment of yours that you have made, then if you are going to follow me at all, don't ask me about anything. Uhditha versus haddatha, which is used in this ayah, means to tell you everything all at once, right away and quickly. Uhditha. Hadatha means to slowly tell you and take your time to elaborate and to discuss. So Khidr says, first of all, don't ask me. And when I do tell you, I might just drop one sentence and that's it. I'm not going to give you a full explanation about everything. And that's the difference in the word Uhditha and Hadatha. The word Uhditha means that I might just tell you something. Not to tell you everything all at once. So Khidr says, first of all, don't ask me. And even if I'm going to tell you something, I might just drop one sentence and that's it. Don't ask me until I feel like telling you. And even if I do tell you, I will be very brief. It will be a one-way conversation. It will be done and there is no more learning than that. It will not be a two-way conversation. You're not going to ask questions. Minhu dhikra, I might make some mention of some part of it to you briefly. So Khidr doesn't console Musa alayhi salatu wassalam at all by saying be patient. And in the end, I'll explain everything in full and in detail. He says be patient. And your patience has to be on my terms. I might tell you and I might make a mention of some part of it. So in this response, Khidr is already testing Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's patience. He already closed the doors to any follow-up questions. Every teacher has a particular method of how they are going to take the student from A to Z. And the pathway is something that you have to trust. That's what's needed in learning. Teacher-student-based learning will come with a specific way of teaching. Teaching and scholarship are two very different things. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam has to experience a very unpleasant experience. And this unpleasant experience is by design. It is intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knew he would be upset by the injustice he will see. Allah knew that Musa will be upset and he will not be able to bear with patience the injustice that he will see with Khidr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have calmed Musa down before it and tell him there is a bigger plan. But Allah didn't tell him. There was a lesson in patience, and together with patience, there is also a lesson of tawakkul. And this is all things he knows. Musa knows about tawakkul. Musa knows about being patient. But he had never experienced or seen these lessons happen in his life in a particular way. So we are learning there is theoretical knowledge. There is theory, knowledge of the deen that is based on theory. And then there is also reality. And this is the education that was needed by Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Theory and reality. Now, we had mentioned previously that this story in the surah, Surah Kahf, therein are lessons for the time that will come closer to the end of time. And especially the times of the fitna of Dajjal, and the ideology of Dajjal that people will experience. Already in the world today, we are experiencing some of the remnants and some of the introductory scenes of the fitna and the ideology of Dajjal, which is secularism, materialism, etc. And we made great mention about that in the past. Now we're learning here that one is the theory of Quran and Hadith that we have. But together with the theory, there is also the reality that we will experience. So we are learning there is a theoretical knowledge of the deen, and then there is reality. And that is the education and that's required in the times that we live, for real life education. So Khidr said, فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Okay, Musa, you've promised to be patient, but if you are going to follow me, then rule one, don't ask me about anything. This is Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's first lesson. not to ask questions about anything until I may mention something very little or very briefly, until I quickly mention from whatever I'm teaching you some mention of it. So don't ask anything until I mention something here or there, and then you can ask about it later. This is already testing a student's patience if they can ask questions. In the first ayah, ayah number 66, Musa wants to learn and follow Khidr. And in this last ayah, ayah number 70, if you are going to follow, he also says in ayah 66 that Khidr should teach him what and how he was taught. And in this last ayah, ayah number 70, Khidr gives the conditions of the teaching. Don't ask me until I tell you a little. And between these ayah, ayah number 66 and ayah 70, the middle three ayahs are all about patience. Now we are learning a few things from these ayats. A student must trust the teacher completely. If the trust is not there, then it won't happen. Lesson number one, a student must trust the teacher completely. If the trust is not there, then learning won't happen. Secondly, once you have the trust, the teacher might place guidelines, he might place restrictions on you that you are not comfortable with or you are not used to. The second lesson, that once you have the trust of the teacher may place certain guidelines, he may place certain restrictions on you that you may find that you are not comfortable with or you might not be used to. And at the heart of that relationship, your patience will always be tested as a student. But when that happens, you have to turn to Allah and you have to pray for that patience. And in no way in this relationship between teacher and student should you disobey your teacher. And in this relationship, what's extremely important is that your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously seek Allah's help, because seeking the help of Allah is what's required if you want to have the true reality of knowledge. Mawlana, I think we'll conclude here. With our discussion. If there are any questions or if there's any comments from the listeners, they may call in.
Well, Jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. Inshallah, we hope to speak tomorrow again next week, Wednesday.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
It brings to the end of today's episode. Until we meet again, for myself, Muhammad Baam, and my engineer, brother Muhammad Salim. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.